the Emergency Coordination Center.
Hi, I've got an update on a DGIR.
Sure, let me get on the right database here.
Mm-hmm.
And the DGIR is?
152156.
156. Doesn't want to search for me. Let's just look at them another way here.
It's pretty recent. Just came out. Cranberry wash water.
Okay, yep, I took that one this morning. There, Alder Grove, and it's here now as well. So go with the, is it James Mitchell or?
No, my name's Roy Kendall.
Roy Kendall. C-E-N-K-E-N?
K-E-N-D-A-L.
D-A-L, and you're with?
Environment Canada.
Environment Canada, okay. Canada. And Roy, your callback phone number?
604.
604.
220.
220.
2377.
2377. Okay, and go with your update.
Okay. Pumper truck has not arrived. Let's try it this way. Pumper truck is expected to arrive in 15 minutes.
Okay. Expected. Arrive in 15 minutes, yep.
Approximately 200,000 U.S. gallons.
200,000. Cranberry wash water?
Yes. Entered lagoon, also known as retention pond.
Entered lagoon / retention pond?
Yes.
Yep.
Approximately one-third of the lagoon...
Of lagoon, yep.
...has now escaped to West Creek.
West Creek.
Yeah, and that is the Township of Langley reports that is a fish-bearing creek.
Langley. And do you know where it flows into?
No, I don't.
To the fish-bearing. Okay.
Secondhand reports say litmus paper showed approximately 5 to 6 pH.
Litmus, L-I-T-M...
L-I-T-M-U-S.
Litmus paper test indicated pH of...
Approximately 5 to 6.
Prox 5 to 6, that's a little higher than, yeah.
Yeah.
That's closer to neutral, though, isn't it?
That's closer to neutral, 7 to 6. Neutral, yeah.
Yeah, there we go, yeah.
And Environment Canada is going to attend on site.
Will be attending on site.
And plans on taking samples.
Site. Plans to take samples. Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.